On the Isle of Wight near me, there lived a lad of 23 who loved a girl called Sue, his name was Terry. And she was oh so pretty, but she lived in Portsmouth City, and he didn't have the money for the ferry. Down the back of his settee he found £10.20. He thought his luck was quite extraordinary. But at the jet and hovercraft the ticket people laughed. They said that isn't enough money for the ferry. While he pondered what to do to get across to Sue, The Great Escape was on the movie channel, and it gave him an idea how to get to her from here. He said, I'll build myself a secret tunnel. That night he broke the ground, then he burrowed his way down, working with his shovel, pick and spade. And by the break of day he was 50 feet away, deep down in the tunnel that he'd made. Well, he laboured every night by the glow of candlelight, hacking at the rock, it was quite scary. But the thing that kept him going was the pleasure of just knowing that he wouldn't need the money for the ferry. All the stuff that he dug out, he strewed it round about until it made a pretty hefty hill. You could see his rocky pile from all corners of the isle, and every morning it was bigger still. His neighbours were suspicious, it went against their wishes. They grumbled, but of course, being British, they didn't like to ask, so he carried on his task, and it only took another year to finish. Then when he neared the end, he made an upwards bend. He'd calculated just exactly where, and as he broke through the ceiling, it made him happy feeling. He'd saved his money on the ferry fare. And early the next morn he came up in Sue's front lawn and found an angry woman standing there. She said, who the hell are you? He said, I've come to visit Sue. She said, I recognize you now, all right. You used to date my sister, well, you just went and missed her. She moved last week to the Isle of Wight. He cried, what can I say? And I've tunneled all this way, and now I've gone and missed her. Didn't know she had a sister. All I've got is £10.20. She said, oh, that's plenty. It doesn't cost a lot to get me merry. So forget the Isle of Wight, why don't you take me out tonight? 'Cause you won't need your money for the ferry. Well, I like a happy ending, so that's what I'm intending. They married, live in Portsmouth, happy very. For Sunday tea, those three all meet through the tunnel, it's their treat, and they never need the money for the ferry.
You're listening to Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, and we've got Steve Love with us, and we've just played a song called Money for the Ferry. So, Steve, tell us about that, the song that we've just played you.
Yeah, all of my songs try and pick up sort of little aspects of life on the island. Some of it sort of quirky and weird things, but a lot of it just the daily experience of living on the Isle of Wight. And as anybody who lives here knows, part of the experience of living on the Wight, on the Isle of Wight, is to go anywhere on the mainland or anywhere else. You've always got to have the money for the ferry, unless you own a ferry, I guess, which I don't, or a boat. So money for the ferry, it's just it just becomes a feature. You know, we need to go and visit, you know, somebody or go shopping. Have you got the money for the ferry? It just grew out from that, really. You know, what would you do if you had no money for the ferry? Well, you're going to have to dig your way over there, aren't you? So I like the little story, and it's got a little twist at the end, and everybody ends up happy. You know, the hero of the story, Terry, has found a way of not paying for the ferry trips. So good for him.
Brilliant. Do you know what? You never fail to put a smile on my face whenever I hear one of your songs. And I've got to be honest, you haven't lived on the Isle of Wight for a massive length of time, but you've picked up, like, island life and all the islandisms, if that's the right way of putting it.
Well, I've been, it's getting on for 10 years now. I can't claim to be born and bred. I think I've been lucky. I've been very lucky in the way I've been able to immerse myself in the island in a way that not everybody can. And it goes right back to when I started. When I first came here, I found that my wife, Hillary, had already applied for and got a job for me in my name without telling me, told me what it was. And it was working as a volunteer with one of the organisations that brings school children over to the island, or does when there's not a lockdown, on these sort of outward bound weeks, you know, where they sort of sail and canoe and walk and so on. And part of what they do in their week is lots of them go for a fossil and dinosaur walk along round Compton Bay, Hanover Point, that end of the island. And I've got that sort of right sort of background. I know about fossils and dinosaurs and biology and seaweed and all that sort of thing. So I spent my first summer and then all the summers after that over on that side of the island, taking these school groups around. But what it really did was introduce me to the full length and extent of the island. It's very easy just to stay in one part. But there was I going from ride through, you know, everywhere to get to that side of the island and getting to know people. From there, I found Imbola, the house there, and all sort of great people over there. And then the music scene, of course. When I was in a band on the island, I was responsible for bookings. So I must have been into every pub on the island at some stage, trying to get hold of the landlord and pin him down to, you know, bookings for the band and dates and so on. Every time there's a pub quiz on the island that involves pub names, I always get the answer because I've been in them all. So a combination of music, travelling around the island, dinosaurs, school kids, getting over to the west, has really sort of immersed me in the island. I listen to the local radio. I read the county press every week. Every time I think there's nothing left that you can write a song about, something, you know, crazy or stupid or nutty or funny happens. As often as not, it's my wife who says, you haven't done a song about, you know, this, that and the other. Off we go. The idea sparks and off it goes again. So who knows? I'm already thinking up the Ian Mack song. I wonder how that would go.
Let's hope it puts a smile on my face, like all the others. You mentioned the music scene here on the Isle of Wight, and we do. We do have a really, really strong selection of artists, singers, songwriters, production houses as well. And you've actually played your part in pulling people together, musicians and singers and so on, with you know, putting the island's live music scene on Zoom. How's that worked?
Yeah, I mean, it's the island music scene is quite extraordinary. If you drive around on the mainland now through fairly big towns, you maybe just see one or two pubs with live music Friday or Saturday, and that's about all that's left. On the island, until the lockdown, it was pretty much everywhere. So it's not just the musicians, it's actually the there's two other parties to this. There are the venues, so there are the pubs in every town and in between the towns that actually put music on and entertainments on. And then, of course, there are the punters, there are the members of the public who come in and, you know, buy the beer and buy the drinks and enjoy the show. And so it's a sort of symbiotic relationship between the musicians, the audiences, and the pubs. I was very worried. I'm still worried about the impact of lockdown and social distancing on all of this music scene. Music thrives, I guess, when people are all crowded together and dancing about and making a noise and joining in, which is precisely the wrong conditions for staying safe from COVID. And it's not surprising, really, that live music has been one of the last things to start to be allowed back as some lockdown restrictions are eased. So I was worried about the whole thing. I thought, well, I can sit there and worry, or I can do something about it. So what I decided to do was to set up on Zoom a pub-style open mic night. There was already a couple of excellent ones running on the island. They're still there on Tuesday nights. The Bentner Guitar Club, who are a bunch of music enthusiasts who used to meet in the Spyglass, have got a Zoom. So I went to that and studied how they do it and got some tips from the guy who runs it, and that's still going. It's really good. There's also a folk music night run by a certain John Hacker, who you may know.
I think I've heard of him.
Yeah, for anybody who doesn't, he presents the folk Convectus, and hugely knowledgeable. He runs a folk night on Tuesday night, so he gave me some tips and advice and so on. I set up on Wednesday so as to not clash with the Tuesdays. Through the lockdown, I've been running an open mic night on Zoom. And the idea is quite simple, except we've moved to Mondays. I'll come to that. The idea is quite simple. People log on to Zoom from any time, 8 o'clock onwards. I put the codes out all over social media. They can either just come and watch, or they can bring an instrument. And what I say is, sing or play or recite something you would sing or play in a pub if there was one. If you like, bring a drink that you drink in a pub if there was one. And that's why I always have my pint ready. Just enjoy the variety and enjoy, well, for musicians, enjoy the buzz of playing live in front of people. Because in my view, that is... You know, there's nothing quite like that. Play live in front of an audience, and for audiences, a chance to see in course of one evening, depends how long it goes on, really, you know, sort of 30, 40 songs by 10, 15, 20 different people, completely different variety of music, but all very real and very live. But then what happened next was, on a Wednesday, actually, live music has come back. The Waverley in Carisbrook is putting on folk music evenings. So I thought, well, I want to go to those, and I certainly don't want to be competing with pubs. I don't want to compete with pubs. All I want to do is keep the live music going, so when pubs come back, we can all go back down to the pub and do it. So I moved it to Monday nights. It's on Monday, this Monday, and every Monday from 8 o'clock. Anybody is welcome, any type of music, any standard, come and play as a song or sing as a song or just listen and check it out. I host it, I decide who's going to play next and all that sort of thing. Everybody gets at least one go, some get two or even three. But what I've discovered is that some of the people who are coming couldn't go to a pub even if there was one, because they are either in long-term social isolation for medical reasons. Or in one case, one of our regular attenders is a 24/7 carer for his wife. He can't leave the house. So I've discovered that I'm sort of not just providing a musical evening, but to a degree, a sort of lockdown social service, which I'm delighted to do. So I've made the decision that really I'll carry this on really until there's no more need for it.
Brilliant is that, to stumble on such a fantastic thing that, yeah, it entertains and yes, you can have fun, but also, like you say, you're helping people, and they might not be able to get to a pub, but they can, I just think that's a wonderful, wonderful thing, Steve, a really lovely thing. How do people get involved if they want to?
Right, again, the easiest thing, if they're listening, is to look up Steve Loves IOW, all one word, and on Facebook or on the internet, and then it'll take the Facebook page. And on there is the various messages and links that tell them how to find the Monday open mic. But they'll be very, very welcome. It's a friendly place and I'm nice to everybody.
Yeah, I can vouch for that. You are nice to everyone. I don't think I've ever seen you miserable, actually, which is good. Is there anything you want to add before we play your final songs?
Yeah, we had a bit of a surprise at the Monday open mic 2 weeks ago. A chap turned up from Hawaii. He'd been searching the internet for island open mic nights. hoping to find one in Hawaii, and he turned up thinking we were Hawaii, discovered we're not. Anyway, he's become one of our regulars. And another one popped up from Newfoundland last week. So word is getting round.
Good. Good for you. I just think it's a brilliant story. It really is. You're just such a great character for the Isle of Wight. You really are an ambassador for local music, and pulling that together and giving people the opportunity, you know, through this time is just, I think it's just awesome. Really, really awesome. As ever, it's great to talk to you, Steve. It really is. And I can't wait to get you back in the studio, you know, in a safe environment and so on. And by then, you would have written umpteen more songs, I'm sure. But we're going to play out with a couple of your tracks. The first one is When It's Over. Tell us about it.
Yeah, that's a lockdown song. And it's about what we're going to do when it's over. I'll let it speak for itself. It's sort of happy, but it's also sort of sad. You have to guess, sort of detects a bit of both of those in that one.
And just backtracking to the night when you have your Zoom sessions and everyone's there and you've got to have your pint. What pint are you drinking?
I normally have a pint of the one of the Goddard's one, because you can get four for £6 at Tesco.
Right, okay. Other breweries are available, but there you go. And we're going to finish up with today, Living on an Island. Now, you know, this is the only thing you got quite difficult about. You insisted on finishing up with this song because it's a toe-tapper and it's a real good feel-good song.
I just wanted to finish with a happy song. It's the last song on my CD and it's designed to sort of send you away happy. So I hope it does.
Brilliant. Okay, so we'll play that. That's the last thing you're going to hear. And anything else you want to say, Steve? Any hellos or thank yous or anything?
Thank you to you and Vectis Radio for keeping it all together during these last few difficult months. And now can't wait to get in and come and play the Ian Mac song, which I've now half written.
I can't wait. I really can't wait. Thank you, Steve. You're always a great guest. Always lovely to talk to you. And you're such a kind-hearted soul. And long may it continue with your music going out there and reaching lots of people. And, you know, the inspiration to other people, I'm sure. A lot has come from you. So thank you, Steve, for joining us.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.
What are we going to do when it's over, me and you? When we don't live like prisoners anymore? When we can walk along our street, stop and talk to folks we meet? When the world no longer ends at our front door? Well, we will go and catch a bus, we'll take our mum along with us, and ride around the island up on top. To the Needles, take a chair, just to check they're all still there, and go into a pub each time we stop. That's what we're going to do when it's over, me and you. That's what we're going to do when it's through. That's what we're going to do when it's over, me and you. That's what we're going to do when it's all through. As soon as we're allowed, we will join in every crowd, play cricket on the beach and get a tan. I'll take the kids with me, we'll go paddling in the sea, and ride a ferry just because we can. We will walk hand in hand while our dog runs on the sand, and I'll take you for a coffee and a cake. We'll have fish and chips and peas and Isle of Wight cream teas, then we'll race those pedal swans around that lake. That's what we're going to do when it's over, me and you. That's what we're going to do when it's through. That's what we're going to do when it's over, me and you. That's what we're going to do when it's all through. From the top of Tennyson down to the streets of Newport town, there'll be people all around us, what a sight. We can dress up once again for that dinner with champagne, and walk out in the rain, oh what a night. We'll be up at six next day, make our way to Totland Bay, and hit the car boot sails nice and early. Breakfast at the Burger Van, coffee from the hot dog man,
Then go and get a haircut, you've gone curly. I will take my guitar down, let's go busking in the town. We can stay away all day, we won't get fined. And the only thing for me is just knowing that we're free. So if no one throws us money, I won't mind. Well, that's what we're going to do when it's over, me and you. That's what we're going to do when it's through. Yes, that is just a few of the things we're going to do when it's over, when it's over, when it's over, when it's through. Living on an island, that's the place for me. My little patch of dry land surrounded by the sea. Yes, that's the place for me. But how is it for you? Some like it, some don't, I do. Some like it, some don't, I do. I sit and watch the ships all sailing through. I don't know where they are rushing to. I sit and watch them from the pier, but I'd rather just be here. Some like it, some don't, I do. 'Cause I'm living on an island, and that's the place to be. My little patch of dry land and all around the sea. That's the place for me, but how is it for you? Some like it, some don't, I do. See the people in that ferry queue. Their tickets cost a fortune, that is true. We're the only county in Britain that you have to pay to get in. Some like it, some don't, I do. And if people want a bridge across the sea, or a tunnel underneath, that's fine by me. If that will amuse them, but I will never use them, 'cause they won't go anywhere I'd want to be. I am living on an island, and that's the place to be. My little patch of dry land and all around the sea. Yeah, it's the place for me, but how is it for you? Some like it, some don't, I do. It's a feature of our geography that because we are surrounded by the sea, we've got a special climate. It's raining half the time. It keeps the island green, that's fine by me. Now when the weather's clear, we are blessed with views of Portsmouth and Southampton and the Test. But when there is a squall, you can't see them at all. So that's the weather that I like the best. I am living on an island, and that's the place to be. My little patch of dry land and all around the sea. It's the place for me, but how is it for you? Some like it, some don't, I do. To reach the mainland shops it takes all day. And look at all the fares you have to pay. But Gonmorth or West Quay, they mean not a thing to me. I never did like shopping anyway. Well, don't you feel cut off? A mainland friend once wrote, I said they bring us papers daily on the boat. We got world news if we need it, I just can't be asked to read it. Why would I? I live behind a moat. If it's not in the county press, then I could not care less. Why would I? I live behind a moat. I'm living on an island, and that's the place to be. My little patch of dry land and all around the sea. Well, that's the place for me, but how is it for you? Some like it, some don't, I do. Some like it, some don't, how about you? Some like it, some don't, I do.